Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What did you quit? Why did you quit at 206-803 Rock?
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Can you rope me?
Hola.
Hola.
How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Thank you, brother.
That's good. So about 10 years ago, I quit meth.
Good on you.
Oh,
you shouldn't.
Apparently,
that was timely.
Yeah. Yeah, shouldn't be.
I quit meth. I'm sorry.
How hard was that?
It was actually quite hard. It took me a few times. Had to go through some trials and tribulations. Ended up getting frostbite and hypothermia. And while I was sitting in the hospital, my dad told me that if I ever wanted to see my little sister, because at the time he was going through a custody battle, that I needed to be clean if I ever wanted to be around her.
Did you fall asleep outside or pass out someplace in the cold?
Well, I'm sorry.
How did you get the hypothermia and the frostbite? Did you fall asleep on drugs someplace in the cold?
No, I was super high on meth, walking around downtown Seattle with holes in my shoes, wearing shorts and no shirt, and was enjoying life.
Yeah, I think we saw you.
Yeah, I've seen you before. So
most likely.
Yeah. What are the withdrawals from meth?
Honestly, it wasn't too bad for me. I just had to eat a whole bunch of sugar and caffeine, and that's what helped me.
How much weight did you put back on?
I want to say over about 100 pounds now. I've been sitting even.
Okay, all right. I know that there's no fat people walking around with no shoes on down there.
Can you watch a show like Breaking Bad, or is watching people do meth like too much of a trigger?
No, over the years of me being clean, I've been around like old friends that have just started using in front of me, and it does trigger, but I've had the will and confidence to be able to just walk away and say no to it.
Well, and is meth like, sorry, just one more, like, I don't know much about meth, right? Like Breaking Bad's probably the extent.
Right.
But is it like,
right.
Is it like cocaine? Is there some people that like live normal lives and still smoke meth?
Oh, yeah. I know plenty of people that smoke meth and crack and do coke that are functional addicts. They only touch it on the weekend.
All right.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure that they're addicts. I think they're recreational users who are dealing with a dangerous drug.
Yeah.
You could be an addict.
Yeah, if you're an addict, you're doing it more than
just
smoking weekends.
Cigarettes on the weekend, you know,
right.
Going out,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, it's still not good for you. I'm not addicted to it, I don't believe, on a daily basis.
How many years did you do meth?
Well, roughly about 3 years. I got into it pretty heavy and fast. I smoked it for about a month and then just went to start shooting up because of how much cheaper it made it and longer it lasted.
Did you have any friends pass on during this time?
I did have a few buddies. One, he passed away. He had diabetes and passed away in the tent, and we all woke up freaking out.
Okay.
And then I had a buddy try heroin for the first time, and he passed out in a chair, and a rat ate his eye out.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, over the years...
Hold on. Was he alive when this was happening, or was he passed on?
Yes.
So a rat...
He was alive and went to the hospital afterwards, and they had to surgically, like, clean his eye out and seal it up and everything, and he's one eye now.
Jesus Christ, man.
That's enough to make me quit right there. That's one of the reasons
Oxy... Oh, you're going to quit when a rat eats your eyeball.
One of the reasons with Oxys is because I just had so many friends pass on.
Yeah.
that I just had zero interest in that drug. I had a lot of friends that used it early on because I was it was the beginning stages of this drug, kind of basically hitting the market.
Yeah.
People were taking them all the time, and I had friends, and a couple friends just never woke up. So at that point in time, and roommates of mine, close friends of mine.
I had a lot of friends that died from the illegal version of Oxys, which is heroin, right? Basically, they removed one ingredient to make this addictive thing legal. That's how you play the system. But a lot of them died, and this was all in about a two-year period, but there was a guy named Willis, and this guy looked like a dried-up chicken drumstick, right? One of the thinnest cats you ever met. It's a dude that got hit by a car. Cars were only like 40. Car hits his ass, knocks him out of his shoes, which is funny now because he did survive, but he lands on the road like 30 feet away, and we're like, oh my God, Willis is dead. And it was like a scene from The Walking Dead, right? It's a kind of contorted body, just pops up, first words out of his mouth, what the F happened to my shoes? We grabbed his shoes for him. Anyway, he disappears for like a year and a half. And so I'm hanging out at this bar we called the Dirt Church. He comes in one day, man, and we almost didn't recognize him because we never knew he was fat. Like, he was naturally a big guy, but the whole time we knew him, I mean, he looked like Jimmy Walker, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Considerably shorter, but like Jimmy, he came in, like, double chin, kind of blown up. We were like, Willis, and our quote was, we didn't know you were fat. His quote, I didn't either, but we're all smiling. He's like, dude, I never knew that as an adult, this is where my body was going to go. But he's like, man, I shot heroin for so long. I was always like a buck.
He didn't even 25. Remember getting hit by the car, did he?
No, the next day, because we all crashed at my buddy's house. This happened at night after the bar closed. He gets hit by the car, knocks him out of his shoes, whatever. It's Willis. So we just kind of go, you know, things happen. Taking my buddy's house. We get up the next day. And I mean, he's like holding his ribs, just like, dude, what happened last night? He thought someone beat his ass. We're like, Willis, you got hit by a car. He's like, nah, man, seriously, what happened? We're like, Willis. You got hit by a car. It's like, man, I didn't get hit by a car. We're like, Willis, we all watched the car hit you because we yelled car because we were crossing this particular street. And you began to run, but you were high on heroin. So you move a little slower and you got hit by the car. What happened to the person that hit me? We told her to leave. And she was freaked the hell out. It was not her fault. She was doing the speed limit. You, and she's coming around a turn, so it's kind of hard to see if people are going to be there. It wasn't a crosswalk. We tried to bolt across. We did. You did not. The lady hit you with the car. I mean, she was like in tears. We had to calm her down and just go. And we're like, he's a heroin addict. He'll be fine.
Right, because the cop's showing up for him.
Dude, it's and that's the whole thing. Like, look, you didn't do anything wrong. You don't want to go through this. This dude is strung out on heroin. Like, nothing good's going to happen. We'll just take his battered ass back to our buddy's house. It's fine. And in the end, he was fine. And like we said, we see him a couple years later. He's fat and hit on my mom.
Well, yeah, I respect that.
He didn't know it was my mom. My mom went to meet me at the same place, Dirt Church. It's about a week after we knew he was back in service. I show up, I see my mom, give each other a hug, and she's like, I met your friend Willis. I'm like, oh, good, man. He was hitting on me. I look at Willis. He's like, I don't know your mom, man. I was like, no, I don't care. I mean, do your best, brother.
When did you quit it? Why did you quit it? 206-803-RUN.
I just respect. He's like, all right, I'm off the junk. I'm eating food, and I'm hitting on women.
Oh, dude, his confidence went to the roof.
Yeah.
Like, hey, mama, what's up with you?
Not strung out anymore.
Right. Hello, Nelly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, man, I worked at Little Caesars when I was in high school. It sounds like it was a long time ago, but it was only like 3 years ago. But I quit Little Caesars and everything that came with it. Just a lot of, everybody around me in the store I was working at.
So was it just kind of make you feel like the future is bleak kind of thing?
Yeah, I just kind of looked at everybody around me and realized that if I stayed doing the same thing, I'm going to end up like them.
What type of profession was it?
Little Caesars.
Oh, Little Caesars. Yeah. Okay, I didn't hear that part.
He's making pizza.
All right.
Pizza. When you said all that comes with it, I was like, oh, is there a hierarchy?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Little Caesars.
No.
That deep dish pizza is pretty good, though, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah, we made some pretty good. It's way better when you get to put whatever you want on there and not pay like $30 for it.
Man, Little Caesars.
I don't think anybody's ever paid $30 for Little Caesars. I mean, that's kind of their thing. $5 takeout. It's hot, it's ready, and it's cheap.
Right. And it's better than people think, man.
It gets
a bad rap.
I don't think so. I think it's great.
It had been years since I had it. I have had it recently. I was like, all right, Little Caesars, let's see. Mm-hmm.
They did that Detroit-style deep dish.
That's
right?
The one. Yeah.
And that, so my wife and I'm like, dude, I got to try it at least, right? Because there's a knock on Little Caesars. We had it. I'm like, it's fantastic.
You used to have one down the road from where you lived before, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a pretty convenient.
Yes, I did.
Next to the Panda Express.
Yes.
Two great places, one location.
Plus, it's fun to just say crazy bread and crazy sauce.
If you say it like that.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Man, oh man, Ryan Castle, you got much better looking.
Yeah, grew some hair.
Wow.
Yeah, oh, shaved.
Who are you?
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's amazing what a day can do.
Transformation.
Taryn Daly, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Doing great. What's news?
Man, I don't know. It's just a gloomy day in the PNW. I love it.
What do you got to do to get ready for the summertime there on the Taryn Daly farm?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of mulching lately, a lot of farm chores and things of that nature. The weekly mowing has, you know, really started where you got to keep up on that. It gets away really quick.
Farm chores. Never an experience I've really had.
So a lot of,
the
lot
grass
of poop.
Looks good.
There's a lot of poop you got to deal with.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
You got to do with that. You know, I got to deal with that all year long, but yeah.
You still have goats?
Still got two goats.
Okay, what are their names?
Lewis and Ginger.
Lewis and Ginger the goats.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Now, when you come home, are the goats happy to see you, like a dog?
Yes. So the one, Ginger sometimes will, like, yell for me. Like, I'm going to back off the microphone, but she goes like, ooh!
and then
I got
to
go pet her. Yeah, then I go in there and I give her a little butt scratch. Lewis is more of a leaner. He'll lean in. That's how he likes to get his loving. Okay. Yeah.
Where does he like to be scratched?
Well, they both kind of like necks and butts a little
bit. Okay, necks and butts.
You're apparently supposed to not scratch them on the head because they can find it to be like an intimidation because that's how goats, you know,
combat with their heads,
their skulls, their horns. So you're not really supposed to pet them on the head because they can think like, oh, you want to go?
Now, do they crossbreed as friends? Like, is the dog friends with a chicken or is the chicken friends with a goat?
I mean, the chickens go into the goat pen a lot. We don't really let the goats out of their pen so much anymore because they can knock the kid down and that could be bad.
Right.
But the dogs are fine. You know, dogs around them are fine. When we have friends' dogs come over, they're usually like, what the hell are those things? Like, they just go crazy. Like, other dogs will go crazy because they've never seen a goat before.
Man, oh man. That's fair.
Farm life.
Yeah.
For the record, the only real a-hole is always going to be the rooster.
The rooster that we have now. Yeah. It's funny that you say that. The rooster, we named him Bill Burr because he's small and loud.
What time is it now? 5:35 a.m. Wait, what time is daylight?
Oh, way earlier than that. So
really?
Usually like 3:30 is when he starts.
Oh my god,
you gotta be kidding!
I like to sleep with the windows open.
No, he's gonna die.
I know. I love to sleep with the windows open, but Brad's alarm goes off at like 3:30, so I'll tell him, can you please close all the windows? Thank you, because it'll keep me up for the rest of the morning.
Is a rooster basically like a hen house bouncer?
Yes.
That seems to be like their general role.
So technically, the reason that they crow is to like tell other roosters, like, stay out of my yard.
But there's no way to tell them, like, there are no roosters in earshot.
Please be quiet.
You know what? I'm going to take that. When I get up in the morning, all my neighbors, hey, get off my property.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
It's basically that.
We're not on your property.
And he's actually smaller than all of the chickens, but somehow manages to like get up on there and get it done.
Is he like the bagel guy?
Shut your mouth.
That's what I put a little teeny tiny guy with a bad attitude.
Oh my gosh, he's funny.
Not God or my father. Yeah, yeah. Or my boss.
Bill
Shut
Burr.
Your mouth.
Bill Burr the rooster.
Okay. Bill Burr.
So today you came here to annoy us.
Yes. Right. We have some very annoying songs to run through.
Cool.
These are going to be earworms that might stick with you for the rest of the week.
That's the worst part. It seems like, you know, everyone has songs that annoys them, right? And that's free for everyone. But inevitably, the song you hate most or is the most annoying is the one that you will sing for 3 days straight.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Which makes it even worse.
So these are the 10 most annoying songs of all time.
On Sit and Spin. 10. Number 10.
God. Classic beats.
You can't help but dance, though. I mean, I'm going to dance a little bit.
It's not the worst song in the world.
It's not.
But it's like in the bottom 5%.
What I'm saying is, it doesn't annoy me.
Really?
It's the same thing over and over. I understand why the lyrics are annoying, but for the most part, I'm like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bieber.
Sure.
And there's some songs I really like. I don't put on this one as much as I think he's like 17.
Right.
So I feel a little creepy. But
it's like Kid Rock.
Yeah, it's kind of like Miley Cyrus. Like, you could play Party in the USA, but it's like, it's got a tongue in cheek.
Yeah,
like
we like the more advanced, more mature Bieber.
Yeah.
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 These are the 10 most annoying songs
of all time. Number 9.
Jeez. Who sang this?
Aqua.
Aqua, that's right.
It was a good video.
It was all the rage. I remember loving the song when it came out. I've changed my opinion about it since then. It's not on my playlist.
It always shows up on these lists.
It really, totally.
One hit wonders and everything else. People hate it. 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 8.
Don't worry. Yeah, yeah.
There you go, Miles. You love this song. Be
happy. But even Bobby McFerrin hates this song.
He won't even do it live. You go to his concert, you'd think you'd want to see his number one hit.
Yes. So what song will he perform that we know? Nothing against the guy. He's talented. I'm not arguing this talent. I'm saying, let me rephrase this. If I got sucked into a Bobby McFerrin concert, I guess maybe I'd be happy he doesn't do this because I do hate the song, but there's no other song he could perform that's original, right? I have any idea.
Steve, I told you would love Chateau Saint Michel.
Yeah. I feel like he's got to play this.
It's the song.
Yeah. Does it give like some sort of disclaimer at the beginning of the show? Like, I'm not telling anyone to be happy out here, okay? If that's what you came for, just leave.
Change the lyrics. These are the 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 7. Do you believe in life after love?
It was all downhill after this because auto-tune. This is one of the first auto-tune songs, I'm pretty sure. Yep. Like, really auto-tuned.
That's a misnomer. Believe it or not, Kermit the Frog put a vice on his testicles and did this. He recorded the vocals and just let Cher mouth over it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
This is Kermit in the shower naked thinking none of the neighbors can hear.
It's not annoying since I haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah.
So when it was on all the time.
It was on all the time. I used to work at a station to play the song too, man. And you know, the bosses always say, hey man, don't talk bad about the artist or the song. We'd finish playing that song and I'm like, I hate that song. I played it for you.
But I lived at Capitol Hill for years. So, I heard this song a lot.
It's a banger. A lot of Manilow up there.
It's an anthem.
Yeah. These are the 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 6.
It's Friday.
Oh, God.
Friday.
How do you ruin Friday?
Well, also, who told her that she could sing? Her voice is terrible.
Her mom.
Her parents. She was 15.
No, she was a kid.
Yeah.
Haven't you had art from Barrett up under? Yes. Art is in quotation marks. This is a wonderful cow. It's not a cow. It's a house. Well, it's a great house then.
Yeah, but you don't hang that 13-year-old picture in the Smithsonian for everyone to see in the art gallery.
That's fair.
You're right. So people can be critical of it.
Yeah,
I don't think she meant for this to happen, you know? These are the 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 5.
A little bit of money
I hate this song with a passion.
Don't you have a reason why you hate it?
I bet it's because his name is not included in the list. A little bit of Teddy.
Lubega can burn in hell.
Where's he from? We just found out not too long ago.
Lubega?
He's like from some weird country. Like, you'd think he was from, like, Brazil or Puerto Rico or, I don't know, the late name like Lubega and the way the sound
German.
Sounds. He's German.
Okay, I would not have guessed that.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mambo number 5, yeah.
You guys should love this.
You couldn't get away from it. I was at a party once. It was played over and over. It was a dance-a-thon. And they kept playing this one over and over and over. It was like, can we play a different goddamn song?
And how many weddings did they play that?
Everyone.
I have a special spot I hate for this song.
10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 4.
The peanut butter song.
This is my vocal range, though. If I'm going to go to karaoke, this might be one of the songs I know.
What sucked about this one was it came out like in the middle of the grunge era.
Totally.
And they looked grungy.
Oh, and you know what I just realized? It's on the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack.
It is.
Yes. Which is a great soundtrack, minus this song.
Sure. Crash Test Dummies, right?
Yeah, Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this game.
My brother's buddy bought this CD. He thought they were going to be the next big thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you know, at the time, inexplicably, there's reason to believe that.
Yeah.
It was massive. Like, they're terrible, but that does not mean you won't be big.
God, I hate that song. 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number 3.
Oh, God.
I don't mind this.
I do.
If this is on the wedding playlist.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
And now that you know what the song is about. The fact that it's about a guy who goes to war, and his girlfriend sleeps with every dude that she possibly can.
Hey, while he's gone.
Wow.
That's what it's about.
It's a very uplifting song, considering the content.
Well, it should be for her. She had a blast.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Probably 7-8 blasts, you know what I'm saying.
Oh. A lot of blasting.
A lot of blasting. Ooh, going on there. Hey, Macarena.
Super Soakers.
Exactly. Yeah, man. 10 most annoying songs of all time.
Number two. Let it go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold it
back. So far, I think we've only watched Frozen 3 times.
That is 1,574 times less than me. Although, I will say this thing about this song, right? So, my daughter was at the perfect age when this movie came out. My wife watched it with her first and then tricked me going, oh, babe, really, it's not bad. Think like Pixar. It was a setup.
Mm. Yeah.
I could not speak ill of it as my daughter's watching it completely involved. But when we're done, I went in the kitchen and basically cussed my wife out. Like, come on, man. That's not even a funny prank.
That's an hour and a half of my life I'm never getting back.
And it was a bad hour and a half. But years later, they're doing, I don't know, the father-daughter dance at the kid's school, right? It's K through 8. Okay, so it includes 8th graders as well. The DJ played this song toward the end of the night. And every girl there was screaming the song at the top of the lungs. But all of his fathers, I was like, brother, if you tried to stop them from doing the song, they'd have to suck you out of the ceiling with a wet vac. Like, it's their version of I Will Survive.
Oh, for sure.
But if I tell my daughter to let things go, it doesn't work.
These are the 10 most annoying songs of all time. We made it to number one.
You know, I have kids, and then between the Friday girl and these clowns, like, I realized, I want to hurt children. And that's a horrible thing to say, but if you're going to do this, it's like the Cars for Kids.
Sure.
Like, all of us should be able to throw something at them. I know it sounds bad, but you don't disagree.
They're all rich.
I know they're rich.
Well, this was a camp song for me way back in the day. When I used to go to Camp Sea Elf on Vashon Island back in the day, it was the shark song, but it was not to this tune. This, like, whatever this is, got completely ruined. Pink Fong totally ruined my camp song for me. It was actually delightful at camp.
It's cheesy enough that it doesn't bug me.
Really?
Because it's that bad.
Plus, I don't have kids that age, so I don't get to hear it that much. So when I do, I'm just so happy it annoys all you guys.
This is like my perfect bugging song. Like, this is the perfect song to bug me.
I'm just shocked that What Did the Fox Say didn't make this list.
Oh, my gosh. That's a good call.
Coming up, thank you so much, Terry Daly. We appreciate it. We will drink and toast with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello, bitches and whores.
Hola.
Bitches and whores. Damn.
All right, Wendy.
That's the name of my strip club. Welcome to Bitches and Whores.
It's a high-end place.
It is very high-end. It's $20 cover
charge. The bitches are hot, but they're a pain in the ass. The whore is not as attractive, but you have a little more fun.
They give you a lap dance whether you want one or not.
Yeah. There's a separate room.
Wendy,
in fact, you got to put a blanket on your lap. It's going to get messy.
Wendy, what side do you fall on there, by the way? Okay.
I'm going to go get a lap dance from one of the whores in the champagne of beers room.
Yes.
So, Wendy, who was embarrassed?
Oh, that would be me.
Okay.
Yep. This happened about 30 years ago when my husband and I were first dating, and he decided to take me roller skating.
All right.
And I am not the type of person that should ever have blades or wheels under my feet. I just shouldn't. I can barely walk without falling down. But I start making my way around the rink, and I'm I'm going, and after a little while, I'm starting to get the flow of it and the hang of it and feeling a little more confident. So I pick up my speed, but I'm still not. I'm kind of over by the wall. I'm not doing anything crazy. And all of a sudden, this little kid falls directly in front of me. And I'm not a little woman, and there is no way I'm going to hit this kid. And so I decide to jump over him.
Oh, boy. And oh, man. Just the picture you painted of yourself, dun, I really dun, would dun, like to.
Now, all the gods in the world decided to come together and protect this kid and got me over him. I jumped over him and landed on the other side.
Trust me, we are visualizing this in slow motion. This is great.
And at that point, after landing me on the other side, that's when they washed their hands and walked away, these gods. And I started flailing.
Oh, no.
I came down and I started flailing. So I got the arms, the legs going. I'm sure you can picture this.
Oh, I am.
I should have just gone with it and fallen. But no, I'm looking to try to recover, and my hands are grasping for anything. And I grabbed a hold of something, which happened to be the full-on package of a man, a random man, next to me. And I pulled him down to the rink floor with me by his junk.
Oh, my God, Wendy.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what does he understand why this happened, or does he think you were, like, crazily lusting after him or something?
Oh, no, I think he understood why, but I don't think he gave a damn at that point.
No.
You yanked him down by his Johnson.
And you're grabbing, obviously, with full panic mode going on.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, it was.
And you said you're not a small woman.
His pants and a little bit of a pitch. Yeah, no, I...
Wendy, let me ask you this. How was he...
A 48-hour glass shape.
How was he...
It's not an hour glass.
How was he doing, compared to the new boyfriend at the time? I mean, he helped you.
He had enough package to grab.
You brought him down by his junk.
Yeah, he was probably a little less at the time. He's probably a lot less now.
Okay.
Now, did you grab... I mean, we're talking... All three parts that make this a whole, or just the...
Oh,
the,
yeah. I
everything.
Everything.
Oh, my
it
God.
It was a desperation grab to stay upright, and instead of letting go, I just brought him down with me. And I tried to apologize, and he just looked at me. He was just, go.
Yeah, because it hurt. Yeah. You ever seen a dog injure itself, then you approach it, and it kind of growls at you?
Yeah.
That's how when our junk hurts, you're kind of in that mode. Like, I don't want to hear anything you want to say right now.
No.
It's not personal. My junk hurts.
It's like right before you throw up.
Yeah, just,
you need a second. Yeah, I need a second.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Just.
But you cleared the kid, huh?
I cleared the kid. The kid was not hurt. This poor man, unfortunately, took that blow for him. And I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. Enough said, and I crawled off that rink, and I've never been back. Ever.
I do like that he was just like, just get away from me.
Right, I get it. Yeah. Leave me alone. Would you make the same decision again? Knowing that if they said, look, you're going to go roller skating again, and a kid's going to fall in front of you again, you can clear him, but you're going to drag another man down by his manhood, or would you say, I'm just running over the kid this time?
I'd still drag the man down by the head.
Yeah, because that's her instinct. Yeah. And I'm not saying anything bad about it, but right. That,
what, to grab packages?
No, but
are you suggesting that Wendy's instinct is to grab a man by the twig and berries and rip them to the ground? That's a horrible picture to paint.
She's jumping that kid every time.
I don't know, man.
Grab some random penis, why not?
Wow.
That just hurts hearing about that.
Have I ever grabbed a random boob? I know I've bumped into random boobs, just like working in the kitchen, but I'm wondering if I've ever just, you know, you're reaching kind of behind you to grab something and realize for 1 second, like, oh, God.
You did slap a random ass.
But I did not know. God, that was embarrassing. Again, we went skiing, and my wife's wearing, the black snow pants with a yellow jacket, her hair pulled back in a ponytail. I went somewhere, came back, she's in line. And I can tell it's my wife from behind because she's wearing the black pants and the yellow snow jacket with the hair pulled back in a ponytail. And I slapped her ass. And this woman turned around, and I'm like, this is not my wife. And her boyfriend, I'm 6'4". This guy towered over me. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, dude. I mean, because he looked pissed.
Yes!
But even the chick whose ass I slapped, I think just by the look of my face, she could tell I'd clearly made a mistake, and I don't think I uttered words to him, but I'm like, hey, man, but I'm like pointing over at where my wife is, and she had this massive grin on her face, like that. Hey. And that's who, and that's why, man. So, you know, before, like, I'm just saying, because, like, the same clothes, and he kind of let it go. My wife's like, that was so great to watch. I was like, babe, why didn't you say anything? She's like, I was waiting to see if you got your ass kicked, man.
As far as randomly touching a boob, there's a post up of the 40 most embarrassing situations that people have been in, right?
Yeah.
Says, guys, wife and I met her friend for lunch one day. I bent over to give her friend's new baby a peck on the cheek. Didn't see she was breastfeeding until it was too late.
Oh!
And it was not the baby that I kissed.
I definitely.
He thought it was the top of her.
He kissed
her
boob.
Thought it was the top of the baby's head.
He kissed her boob.
You never had that one with like a female friend?
What do you mean?
Just, you're just too, like, I don't know how to explain it. It just happens, like, somehow you kind of, like, brush their boob or touch.
Yes,
and then
I've
it's always that.
That
awkward, like, do we just act like it didn't happen? I generally always go, sorry, I touched your boob.
How about
I think when you say touch your, if you just say sorry, it's not awkward. Yeah. You say, sorry, I touched your boob.
Yeah.
Somehow. just leave the boob off.
You're right. That's
all
right.
Look, you're so close.
I don't want
sorry, don't say it.
It doesn't help either when I go, sorry, I touched your boob.
Yeah. A woman walked by me in a bar probably 10 years ago, right? Swinging her arms or whatever. And I mean, she just clipped the side of my Johnson. And I just went like, oh, God. And she turned around. She's like, I am so sorry. And I was like, no, you just did it clean.
Right.
You just hit it clean. Yeah. I mean, it was just like she just walked by with her arms swinging, like, thump, and I'm like, God! It's like, man.
I wonder if she made like $10 doing it. I told you I could get away with it.
My favorite one was in Pub League. Somebody tried to clear a ball and it kicked me right in the junk.
Mm.
And then when I got up off the ground and went to the sideline, and a girl on my team goes, I don't have those, but that sounded like it hurt.
Thank you. You're correct.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks. I think first today we'll start with yesterday the topic of ginger beer came up.
Yeah. I thought it was a beer flavored with ginger.
Right. I said it was not. I guess there is some ginger beers that actually have alcohol in them. To me, ginger beer is just like the one Miles has there. There's different brands. There's the famous Rachel's Ginger Beer in the market.
I recognize that name. Okay.
Yeah. So there's a ton of, to me, ginger beer is just a tonic, if you will, without alcohol.
I truly did not know that until you pointed it out yesterday. And I've never had it, and I didn't try it, because like I was saying to you, man, just the idea of ginger and beer together sounds terrible. And that's when you looked at me like I'm an idiot and said, well,
I've never seen a pull tab like that.
Yeah. Do you need help?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do. All right. It says, Ted, just so you know, pull out.
All right.
Then up.
Come on.
I've given that advice to what?
Gonna use it. It says pull out the knob.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you go!
Wham!
All right, give it a pour a little of that. You know, pour me a little shot of it. I love that stuff.
Okay,
it's a good alternative, good mixer. But like, especially if you're going through like a little dry period or whatever,
right.
Go out for dinner.
Get yourself a ginger beer, man. We make good beer.
Yeah,
that's gingers.
We do. I don't know why I'm holding mine like I'm hammered.
There's a lot of crap floating around there. Mike, you want the rest of this?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Sediment, if you will?
I don't know.
Cheers.
It's all news to me.
See, much more gingery than a ginger ale.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, really, really good.
It does taste very similar to a ginger ale, but it's good.
Yeah, I feel like it's got a little more kick to it than a ginger ale. Also, the main ingredient, once again, in a Moscow Mule.
Is this stuff good for you? Is that why they encourage you to drink this?
I don't know that ginger ale
is like a, you know, eases your stomach, you know.
I don't even know if that's true. I think anyone's going to encourage you to drink their product and say,
it's really good for you, like water.
Right.
Water's
just sitting out there being like, hey, we're the gold standard.
We're the gold standard. You're made of us. You need us.
You know what, man? Not bad.
That was pretty damn good.
Yeah, it was.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll take a little more, yes.
Even if you've already had a couple beers or whatever, like you're sitting at a restaurant, like get a ginger beer, or you're sitting around the house, like they're good, man. But again,
ginger
for somebody like myself who enjoys a beverage, that's a nice little kind of
right?
Because It would has be more bite than a soda.
For sure. And it would absolutely make a great mixer, man.
Yeah.
I know I'm not breaking new ground here. I'm just saying now that I've had it, yeah, I can see how that's a mixer.
Mix it with some vodka, maybe some mint.
All right. So everybody loves summertime, right? You're out in the sun. There's barbecues, vacations. like they say this, being very aware of how often people around you shower. but also, there's a new there's a new survey that came out in a new poll. 71% of people said foods taste better in the summer.
Now, is it that foods taste better or the foods that we tend to eat in the summer we enjoy more than winter?
So I can't tell. They say certain foods taste better in the summer, particularly, and the miles you came out with it, watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, like, I don't know that we need a study on this. It's watermelon season is the summer.
That probably goes a long way toward the watermelon you're eating, right?
Like hot dogs. And you really like hot dogs without a lot of condiments. I mean, you don't, like in the wintertime.
Right, more often going to load it
up. You put more sauerkraut on there, put like chili and cheese.
And you're right.
But with summertime, you just put a little mustard on there, maybe some onions if you like, and you're
good
to
go. Hot dogs made the list.
Disgusting people put ketchup on them.
Well, and Miles is right. I don't know why, but like, I'm with you. I'm team ketchup.
Are you?
Let's go.
Remember. The theory that it's a sacrilege to put ketchup on a hot dog comes from Chicago. And what do they put on their hot dogs?
Ketchup.
Tomatoes.
Oh,
I didn't say it's sacrilege. I said it is disgusting, foul,
you don't
and beneath
like,
me. Not sacrilege.
I know a lot of people that say that, and I go, you just know somebody from Chicago that taught you that.
Ted, you'll never believe who's chirping in my ear as we speak.
Yeah, who's from Chicago?
Look, I don't think dog poop is sacrilege. I just think, much like ketchup on a hot dog, it's disgusting, foul, and not something I want to interact with. That's all.
My
parents used to put
ketchup
on every time. As a kid, you know, parents make decisions about what you want on your food. And my parents, if I got a hot dog, before you could say anything, they're like squirting ketchup on it. It's just like, I don't like this. Why are you not listening?
They also, other foods that made the list is ice cream. Look, ice cream's delicious all times of year.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
But I also think if you're going to go somewhere and get an ice cream and sit out, it's generally going to be the summertime.
It'll be the summer, right? If you're going out to get it, for sure. But I will say this. I do feel like in the summer, if I'm eating ice cream, and I do like vanilla ice cream, I'm fine with just vanilla. But I feel like if it's around Christmas time, I want some kind of flavored ice cream.
Right. If you show up at my house in July and you said, hey, I brought some sherbet, I'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
If you showed up in February for the Super Bowl and you said, I brought sherbet.
Like, get out of my house.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're making a punch.
Right. Damn. It's about to be punch, dog.
That's how we made punch when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lemonade. But also, again, lemonade thrives in the summer. And then I like this. They say hot dogs, corn on the cob, and barbecue chicken. I think most people, like I said this earlier, foods taste better in the summer because a lot of times they're grilled.
Ayo.
You're cooking outside. You don't need a smoker or whatever, but it's still going to have that grill flavor with some smoke to it. Miles, again, you're 100% right. I don't know why. If you specifically make hot dogs in the wintertime, you get all fancy and you're putting chili and cheese.
Yeah. You know what, you didn't grill it. Right? So if you didn't grill your hot dog, you'll add more to it. If you do grill your hot dog, like that's 80% of the taste, right?
Yeah. But also, too, in the wintertime, you have like fork and knife hot dogs sometimes, where you just like you slather the whole thing with chili or whatever you're doing, you know?
You can, but I just don't use a fork and knife.
Not on a hot dog. It's like pizza and hot dogs. Like, dude, deal with it.
Also, I would say this. Do you guys ever have that like extra hot dog that doesn't count when you're grilling? You might put a hot dog in a bun. You might put two. Sometimes that grill or that one that's just kind of hanging out, it's like, that's a little snack.
That's a snack you just eat while you're waiting for the other one.
I don't know why. It's only a tailgate. If you're grilling hot dogs, I feel like that one doesn't count. It's just a little snack.
I feel like if you're grilling food, you're more apt to eat some of the food that you're actively cooking.
Well, trust me, you could eat a ton of hot dogs if you didn't put a bun on them.
Oh, God,
you sit there and pick them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Probably much better for you.
And then they said, big part of grilling, eating outdoors. Plus, like, I don't like eating in direct sunlight. I do like eating outdoors, though.
Agreed.
Yeah, if you got a little sunshade.
When is the last time you had corn on the cob? My wife hooked it up a week ago, 2 weeks ago. The only sound in our kitchen was our teeth going through corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, we had some burgers delivered, and they had this awesome fried corn on the cob. And that I ate that.
Yeah, I wanted to try that.
It was delicious. 40% of people said they love eating outdoors whenever possible. 58% of them said they wish they could eat outside all year round. I mean, you could put on a jacket.
Can, yes.
Nothing's stopping you. 31% of people said they're less bothered by eating messy foods in the summer.
Agreed.
Than other times a year.
For whatever reason, you will be an absolute slob. You'll keep talking knowing there's food stuck to your lip in the summer. Wintertime, everyone's breaking down napkins. Like, all couth disappears. I feel like couth and etiquette go sideways if you're eating outdoors.
Yeah, and some messy foods, you know, like a lot of barbecue is better outside. You're having a low country boil. You're eating a bunch of crabs.
Yeah,
like
shrimp, like
that's,
right,
crabs. That stuff is just better outside. It's going to be messier. And frankly, it's less formal, if you will.
Like, it definitely is. Yeah. By the way, crab feast scheduled for sometime in September. So letting you know now.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. Right, because if I invite you over for dinner in the wintertime, it's like you're going to dress up.
We're inside, though.
Right. Whereas, like, in the summertime, like, I expect everybody to be in shorts and a
drop it on the ground, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, roll around in the dirt.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Greg, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Greg. Our men's room poll. You got to give one to someone for 24 hours. Will it be diarrhea, flatulence, hiccups, or a runny nose?
Flatulence. I'm in my 60s, and I want one of my coworkers, a female, to get flatulence at the restaurant all night long.
Okay. Is she a waitress?
Yep.
Yep, that makes it better. See, in the kitchen, it stops being funny in a minute, but if you know she's crop dusting every table in the restaurant, good times. All right, Greg.
Exactly.
Here is your question. On what team did Brett Favre start his NFL career?
Miami.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta. Yep, Hot Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
We're having Deion on the same team. Deion Sanders.
What year was Favre drafted? They may have been, man.
All right.
They may have been, because he never started there, correct? I believe he was a backup the whole time, then went to Green Bay and got his gig. All right. All right, Greg, your question. Which Central American country has a name which translates to the Savior?
I don't know. Uranus?
El Salvador.
And that was my answer you just heard. But yes, El Salvador. Ooh. Currently,
did you like that one?
Jesus. Apparently, I ate roadkill last night, and I didn't know it.
You said you ate men's room sausage. Oh, my God, dude.
I told
you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's bad, right?
Jesus.
Yeah. I woke up to this, too, under the covers. Like, time to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. God, man.
I can smell it from here.
Dude, it won't go anywhere.
I think you're going to die.
Yes. I just burst a polyp. All right.
Wow.
Is that a dead porcupine?
That is. This is thick, brother.
Stop waving it around.
I'm trying to move it out of my face, man. God damn. It's like humidity in Georgia. It's just like on you. Well,
you both said the same thing. Miles said stop moving around. You said I'm trying to move it out of my face. Like, right, we don't want it.
I know you don't want it. I don't want it here either. I know it's mine. I'm a giver. All right. You getting some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's bad.
Don't blame our sausage on that.
I would tell you not to get it if I thought that's what would happen.
Would you put some onions on there?
I did, actually.
Did you like caramelize them?
I did.
I love
that. Yeah, I just told Miles, man, I had men's room last night and I caramelized onions. Yes, that is. Are you getting that? I know. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I know milk messes with you. I just feel like butter does, too.
Well, Louis drinking a milkshake.
I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of all of them.
My God, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something. All right there, Greg. Here's your question. Yellowstone National Park protects the wilderness from what in what mountain chain?
Rocky Mountain chain.
Okay.
Yep. The old Rockies. Golly, man.
Damn.
I don't even want to open my mouth. Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Come on, get some of that. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Jason. Welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll, you get to give one to someone for 24 hours. Are you picking diarrhea, flatulence, hiccups, or a runny nose?
I'll be giving flatulence to my wife.
To your wife, but don't you pay the price for that ultimately?
Yes, but farts are very funny, and she makes fun of my farts all the time.
Okay. Does she make fun of them, or does she complain about them? These being two very different things.
She makes fun of them because it sounds like my butt is talking, is what she said.
Oh. You should ask her what it said.
Technically, it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah. I'm home.
Shimone.
Shimone. All right. Here is your question. Captain Henry Morgan, as in Captain Morgan, used what island as a base for his buccaneer operation?
Ooh, pirate. Delaware.
An island.
An island.
Oh. Pirates. I have no idea. They were Last Tail.
Jamaica, that is correct.
Okay.
Tortuga.
Generally, if it's pirate stuff, just think Caribbean.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hence the Pirates of
the Caribbean.
Oh.
Otherwise, I think the pirates would look different. Come on!
I watched a show on Blackbeard the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting.
What's one interesting fact about Blackbeard that we didn't know? He did not have a beard?
No. He had a beard, and he was that scary and stuff.
I thought it was a gay guy with a black girlfriend. Blackbeard. All right. Little known fact about Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with his face.
Oh, no.
It's a show Miles likes. Drained the Oceans.
Oh, yeah, Drained the
Oceans. They were trying to find his ship off the Outer Banks.
Okay. All right, your question.
It's after the episode with the one guy named Oceans.
It's about Billy Ocean. It sucked all of his blood out.
Oh, I'm glad you said blood.
Right. They watched him masturbate. Right. All right.
Watch him drain Billy Ocean. You're right. Tab.
And your question, in what season is Passover celebrated?
Oh, the third. Spring?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's nice correct. Job. It's always around Easter.
Nice job.
What is Passover about?
Oh, God.
Brother, you had two Jewish wives.
Hang on.
Certainly.
I think I know.
I can't, man.
And you had to go to the dinners, man. They don't like talk.
All I know is I had to make a brisket, all right?
Okay. All right.
Passover is the sad one, though.
Yeah. Seriously.
Is that the sad one?
Yeah.
I think there's lots of sad ones. More sad than happy.
Yeah, it seems that way. It really does, man. Like, you're always remembering something awful.
This is like with the Egypt thing when they're driven out of Egypt.
Yeah, I think they're driven out of Egypt and they got it, right? You got a
Passover?
You got a light some. Yeah.
So Passover was, if I'm not mistaken, that was the last plague of Egypt where the firstborn was going to be smited, if you will, if they didn't paint their doorway with, like, lamb's blood. And then that was the whole thing, is that the spirit of the Lord passed over their homes and did not take their firstborn.
So what do the lambs think about this? Like, whoa.
They're not big on
that's
it.
That's a you problem.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, as usual. We head to the drink desk. And Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 45-year-old David Barrington of somewhere in Belgium. Now, speaking about his own family, David explained that, quote, I never get invited to anything. Nobody sees me. We all grew apart. I felt unappreciated. That's why I wanted to give them a life lesson and show them that you should not wait until someone dies to meet up with them. So with that in mind, he faked his own death. He even got his wife and kids on it, having his daughter posting online about the heartbreak at her father's passing and announced the funeral date. Yeah, only about half of his family bothered showing up. Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, man, that's what you get. That is what you get. Do not fake your own death to make people feel bad, because guess what? You're going to find out the truth. Half your family care.
No.
The other half
did
not. That
is one stat you'll never know, which I think would be awesome.
I don't know if I want to know.
I want to know how many people show up to my funeral.
I might be overwhelmed. I might be underwhelmed. But the thing about this dude, so not only did he fake it, thinking his entire family would show up, when he showed up via helicopter.
Of all the people I know, Ted, you're going to be the one that has like thousands of people.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't have to worry about it.
I got to break my grandma's record.
What's your, where do you think your grandma was at?
My grandmother was just she worked in the principal's office. She was like the secretary of a grade school in Northeast D.C. I mean, I can't explain to you the amount of people that were there and the line of traffic.
And those are people that ate the manicotti?
Some of those people are those people.
Yeah. Well, no wonder it's gone.
Yeah.
Should have made more. All right, so we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Greg. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Greg, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Greg.
Our Men's Room poll. You got to give one to someone for 24 hours. Will it be diarrhea, flatulence, hiccups, or a runny nose?
Flatulence. I'm in my 60s, and I want one of my coworkers, a female, to get flatulence at the restaurant all night long.
Is she a waitress?
Yep,
that makes it better. See, in the kitchen, it stops being funny in a minute, but if you know she's crop dusting every table in the restaurant, good times. All right, Greg.
Exactly.
Here is your question. On what team did Brett Favre start his NFL career?
Miami.
Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta. Yep, hot Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
Were him and Deion on the same team? Deion Sanders?
What year was Favre drafted? They may have been, man.
All right.
They may have been, because he never started there, correct? I believe he was a backup the whole time, then went to Green Bay and got his gig. All right. All right, Greg, your question. Which Central American country has a name which translates to the Savior?
I don't know. Uranus?
El Salvador.
And that was my anus you just heard. But yes, El Salvador. Ooh. Apparently,
did you like that one?
Jesus. Apparently, I ate roadkill last night, and I didn't know it.
You said you ate Men's Room sausage. Oh, my God, dude.
I told you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's bad, right?
Jesus.
Yeah. I woke up to this, too, under the covers. Like, time to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. God, man.
I can smell it from here.
Dude, it won't go anywhere.
I think you're going to die.
Yes. I just burst a polyp. All right.
Wow.
Is that a dead porcupine?
That is. This is thick, brother.
Stop waving it around.
I'm trying to move it out of my face, man. God damn. It's like humidity in Georgia. It's just like on you.
Well, you said, you both said the same thing. Miles said stop moving around. You said I'm trying to move it out of my face. Like, right, we don't want it.
I know you don't want it. I don't want it here either. I know it's mine. I'm a giver. Mm. All right. Mm. You getting some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's bad.
That's don't blame our sausage on that.
I would tell you not to get it if I thought that's what would happen.
Would you put some onions on there?
I did, actually.
You like caramelize them?
I did.
I love
yeah,
that.
I just told Miles, man, I had Mentrum last night and I caramelized onions. Yes, that is. Are you getting that? I know. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. I know milk messes with you. I just feel like butter does, too.
Louie's drinking a milkshake.
I am. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of all of them.
My God, man.
Wow.
Yeah, that was something. All right there, Greg. Here's your question. Yellowstone National Park protects the wilderness from what in what mountain chain?
Rocky Mountain chain.
Okay.
Yep. The old Rockies. Golly, man.
Damn.
Mm-mm-mm. I don't even want to open my mouth. Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Come on, get some of that. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jason, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Jason. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Our
men's room poll, you get to give one to someone for 24 hours. Are you picking diarrhea, flatulence, hiccups, or a runny nose?
I'll be giving flatulence to my wife.
To your wife? But don't you pay the price for that, ultimately?
Yes, but farts are very funny, and she makes fun of my farts all the time.
Okay.
Does she make fun of them, or does she complain about them, these being two very different things?
She makes fun of them because it sounds like my butt is talking, is what she says.
Oh.
You should ask her what it said.
Technically it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah. I'm home.
Shimone.
Shimone. All right. Here is your question. Captain Henry Morgan, as in Captain Morgan, used what island as a base for his buccaneer operation?
Ooh, pirate. Delaware.
An island.
An island.
An island.
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 Oh. Pirates, I have no idea.
They were
Last Tail.
Jamaica.
Jamaica, that is correct.
Oh, okay.
Tortuga.
Generally, if it's pirate stuff, just think Caribbean.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hence the Pirates of
the Caribbean.
Oh.
Otherwise, I think the pirates would look different. Come on!
I watched a show on Blackbeard the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting.
What's one interesting fact about Blackbeard that we didn't know? He did not have a beard?
No. He had a beard. And he was that scary and stuff.
I thought it was a gay guy with a black girlfriend. Blackbeard. All right. Little known fact about Blackbeard. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with his face.
No.
It's a show Miles likes. Drained the Oceans.
Oh, yeah, Drained the
They
ocean.
Were trying to find his ship off the Outer Banks.
Okay. All right. All right, your question.
It's not for the episode with the one guy named Oceans.
It's about Billy Ocean. They sucked all of his blood out.
Oh, I'm glad you said blood.
They watched him masturbate.
Right.
All right.
Watch him drain Billy Ocean. You're a tab.
And your question, in what season is Passover celebrated?
Oh, the third spring?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's nice correct. It's always around Easter.
Nice job.
What is Passover about?
Oh, God.
Brother, you had two Jewish wives.
Hang on.
Certainly.
I think I know.
I can't, man.
And you had to go to the dinners, man. They don't like talk.
All I know is I had to make a brisket, all right?
Okay. All right.
Passover is the sad one, though.
Yeah. Seriously.
Is that the sad one?
Yeah.
I think there's lots of sad ones. More sad than happy.
Yeah, it seems that way. It really does, man. Like, you're always remembering something awful.
This is like the Egypt thing when they're driven out of Egypt.
Yeah, I think they're driven out of Egypt and they got it, right? You got a
Passover?
You got a light some. Yeah.
So Passover was, if I'm not mistaken, that was the last plague of Egypt where the firstborn was going to be smited, if you will, if they didn't paint their doorway with, like, lamb's blood. And then that was the whole thing, is that the spirit of the Lord passed over their homes and did not take their firstborn.
So what do the lambs think about this? Like, whoa.
They're not big on
that's
it.
That's a you problem.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Heart of the Minute, it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good job it is, as usual. We head to the drink desk and see if we throw a hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 45-year-old David Bereton of somewhere in Belgium. Now, speaking about his own family, David explained that, quote, I never get invited to anything. Nobody sees me. We all grew apart. I felt unappreciated. That's why I wanted to give them a life lesson and show them that you should not wait until someone dies to meet up with them. So with that in mind, he faked his own death. He even got his wife and kids on it, having his daughter posting online about the heartbreak at her father's passing and announced the funeral date. Yeah, only about half of his family bothered showing up.
Ooh.
Oh.
Hey, man, that's what you get. That is what you get. Do not fake your own death to make people feel bad, because guess what? You're going to find out the truth. Half your family cared.
No.
The other half
did
not.
That is one stat you'll never know, which I think would be awesome.
I don't know if I want to know.
I want to know how many people show up to my funeral.
I might be overwhelmed. I might be underwhelmed. But the thing about this dude, so not only did he fake it, thinking his entire family would show up, when he showed up via helicopter.
Of all the people I know, Ted, you're going to be the one that has like thousands of people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it.
I got to break my grandma's record.
What's your, where do you think your grandma was at?
My grandmother was just she worked in the principal's office. She was like the secretary of a grade school in Northeast D.C. I mean, I can't explain to you the amount of people that were there and the line of traffic.
And those are people that ate the manicotti?
Some of those people are those people.
Yeah. Well, no wonder it's gone.
Yeah.
Should have made more. All right, so we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.